Back in the 16th century, Spanish explorers were on a quest. They wanted to build an overland route to reach the silver mines in Mexico, and they sent expeditions to the coast of what is now North Carolina and headed west. Now archaeologists have discovered the remains of a Spanish fort. Robin Beck is a University of Michigan archaeologist. How did these Spanish explorers make their way across North Carolina? I mean, we're talking, you know, where this fort is really in the Great Smokies, isn't it?
It is. It's right on the edge of the Great Smokies. And there was a previous Spanish expedition, much more familiar to people, the Hernando de Soto expedition, about 25 years before the fort called Fort San Juan was built here. Now, the de Soto expedition had 200 horses. He had almost 1,000 pigs, 600 soldiers, massive expedition. The expedition that built the fort, which came through in 1567, was all on foot. So these soldiers were bringing basically everything they had with them. They were carrying it on their own backs. In addition to having the actual houses where the Spanish soldiers lived, we now know that they had a nice formal fort that was a part of that. And that fort seems to have consisted of at least a significant section of moat. The moat turns out to be about 13 feet wide and nearly 6 feet deep. So this is going to turn out to be a pretty substantial military fortification as well.
So did they have any help from the natives along the way?
They did. In fact, both of these Spanish expeditions were completely dependent on Native Americans along the way. The Native Americans provided the expeditions with all of their food. They provided a lot of porters for both of the expeditions.
So you're talking about sort of a friendly relationship, and then earlier you mentioned a moat. Why did they need the moat? What were they protecting themselves from?
Well, one of the things that they were supposed to do is to claim all of the land they found for Spain and to create a series of defendable posts, outposts that would, again, connect the Atlantic coast with northern Mexico. They had no idea just how large the continent was, and they believed that the Appalachian Mountains were the same mountains they were seeing in northern Mexico. So they essentially collapsed the whole continent. And they needed a defensible location because they were smart enough to know that while their relationships were good with the Native American peoples at that particular time, that things might sour. And if things soured, they needed some place they could defend and protect themselves.
So what was the fate of this fort?
Well, eventually we know that relationships soured between the people at the Indian town of Jawara and the Spaniards at Fort San Juan. And that probably had to do with two things from what we can tell in the Spanish documents: food and sex. The Spaniards were not providing much of their own food. Indians were providing them with all of their food. And that was fine as long as the Spaniards were contributing something in exchange. The Spaniards had things like glass beads, metal tools like adzes and axes. From the Spaniards' perspectives, the Indians had basically become their subjects. So that created a situation that was untenable in the long run. The other problem is sex. We know that the Spanish soldiers had begun having relationships with Native American women at the site. One of the Indian women who came out of the interior did say that the soldiers began to commit, quote, indiscretions with Native women, which angered the men. So that combination of factors probably led to the downfall of the fort. And the way I sometimes put it to people is that you have unwanted dinner guests who refuse to go home and then who start to make advances on your wives and your children. That's enough to
time for them to leave.
Time for them to leave one way or another. And in the end, there were six of these forts. Fort San Juan, which we've discovered in North Carolina, is the only one that archaeologists have identified yet. In the end, all six of these forts appear to have been destroyed at the same time, and with them, Spain's last attempt to really claim the interior of what's now the United States. And that's what created the opening that England would exploit 40 years later at Jamestown.
Robin Beck is one of the archaeologists who've discovered the long-lost Fort of San Juan in western North Carolina. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.